David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is Stacey from The Advisor, and today I'm so excited because we have a very, very, very special guest today, and her name is Kova, and she has a program. She is an enlightening warrior leader, and she is really here to help people. She's a visionary catalyst, and she is a forger, and she's going to explain exactly what that means for people out there that don't know what that means. But she is here to show you how to reach your potential, how to go within yourself and take out all the positivity that's inside yourself and put it to good use. And she has an amazing program. She is a speaker also, and she helps people worldwide. So I want to introduce you to Kova. She's going to talk to you and tell you a little about herself and everything she does. You're going to be blown away by the stuff she has to tell you. I am so excited and so honored to have you on the show, Kova. And, you know, tell everybody a little about yourself and what you do.
Yeah, so my name is Kova, and that is my warrior's name. I will say I am in the process of becoming an enlightened warrior leader, but I work with individuals who are on the cutting edge of systemic change, people who are innovating and bringing solutions to problems that we have as a species right now that are needing radical disruption. And I support individuals in hitting their full potential and expanding their impact to really honor the expression of their highest potential and really help humanity unleash the highest expression of their potential.
I love it. I love it. Now, you know, there's so many people out there that have such great potential, but they don't know how to really bring it out of them. Some people suffer from, you know, a lack of self-esteem. They have these great qualities, but they don't see it in themselves. Mm-hmm. They don't, they underestimate their abilities when they are just, they're like gold. They're shining all over the place, but they look in the mirror and they don't see themselves glowing. Yeah. So when you work with people, you know, tell me how you help people actually see the true potential in themselves and, you know, maybe give some tips and some ways of how people can start to actually realize, you know, their true potential and how they could actually elevate that potential out of them and mm-hmm. really bring it to the surface.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and answer that first question there. You might need to remind me the second one. The first question is, how do I help individuals realize their full potential? Well, it's by letting go of what is not actually them. So yeah. I'm sure you're familiar. I mean, the Buddha has been saying this since the beginning of time, that the mind is the cause of suffering and our attachments, what we want or what we don't want, is what is causing us basically pain.
Yeah.
Hurt. Dissatisfaction with our experience of ourselves, with our experience of life. And ultimately, there's a deep-seated feeling of what the heck is the point of me being here? It's called purposelessness. And it shows up as either being afraid to die, so not willing to take courageous steps because they're scared to die, which again, this is a function of the mind. It's meant to be there to keep you safe. And then there's also the part of you that's like scared to live fully, scared to live life to the hilt. Right. And then there's also the part that is scared to not live life to the hilt. So you have the other side of that, which is the adrenaline seekers, the people who are doing risky behaviors to be able to feel alive. And so this key is what's really holding people back from reaching their full potential. But what does that really mean, right? Like when we take these tangible ideas, what this means is that your mind is controlling you and you are letting it control you. And as long as your mind is in control of you, you are not going to live in a way that is going to require you to step up and do what you are here to do. So what I do with individuals is I help them let go of the blocks between them and their next level of impact, and then their next level of impact, and then their next level of impact, because there is more and more impact within us. When we let go of this purposelessness, we come into the totality of being alive, and we can serve from a place of giving, a place that is overflowing, and really step into our selfless service, which is really a highest expression of what a human can be.
I love it. I love it. Now, there are so many people out there that suffer from blockage. They, when it comes to the blockage in the brain, like, they can't let go. They go through life, they have tragic events that happen in life, or they just go through life and things that happen maybe in childhood or during their childhood years growing up, or maybe even later on in life, you know, something traumatic happens, or, you know, or pain or suffering of some sort. It just brings back, you know, these feelings of negativity. Yep. Stays in their brain, because if you ever notice, we tend to focus more on the negative than the positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when people, you know, they hold on to those positive things in their brain, there's so many, not the positive, those negative things. And there's so many positive things that they can focus on instead. How do they get that negative blockage out?
Yeah. First of all, it's humanity's greatest problem. And that's the funny thing, is there's so many spiritual teachers like the Buddha that have been saying what the issue is the whole time. And then they give you a thing on how to do it, right? This is not new information at all. But the problem is that most people don't get to a place of suffering to do anything about it. Like, I had to change. There was no option but to change. Right. And that's what I find in a lot of people. Either life makes you change, or you experience so much suffering that you have to change. And that is something that most people don't want to take responsibility for. Most people are averse to taking responsibility for, especially in America. I don't know where your listeners are. I understand they have a large audience, but we've been told to sit down and do what we're told, which is the opposite of taking authority. And so to really take control of your life, and to take control of your mind, and to take control of your impact on this planet, you have to be willing to take responsibility for the negativity that's within you and to let it go. Whatever way it makes you do it, right? Whether life smacks you in the face, or you come to a place within yourself to say, absolutely not.
Right, exactly. Now, are there techniques and tools that people could use to help them start getting that negativity out of their brain, out of their body, and they can start becoming the person that they were meant to be? You know, we want to let go of that negativity. Goodbye, negativity, you know? What's the first step? That's the biggest problem. You know, people don't know the first step, like, where do I begin? I'm asking, where do we begin? You know,
the first step is to realize that I'm full of negativity and I'm not happy. Yeah. Right. That's the first step in the 12-step program, is like, I have a problem. And if we aren't accepting that we have a problem, if we're in denial that we have a problem, which is a function of the mind that does not serve us at all, which life will show you if you have a problem, see what I'm saying? Then we're not able to change the problem. And that's where mindfulness comes in. Mindfulness is a huge buzzword now. Again, it's been something practiced for thousands of years, but we need mindfulness to notice that all of my thoughts are negative. I am full of emotions that are not what I want to be feeling right now. I'm not feeling love. I'm not feeling joy. I'm not feeling inspired. So the first step is really acknowledging that, hey, this is occurring.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, I feel like that is a great way, because the first thing we have to do is really acknowledge there's a problem. Because, like, when I go through so many things with clients, the first problem we have is denial, you know, and it takes a lot of people to hit rock bottom before they actually do something about it. And, you know, it's sad that a lot of people have to hit that rock bottom, but, you know, it seems like a lot of people, you know, they're afraid to actually confront the blockages that they have.
And even deeper, the need to hit rock bottom is actually a function of the ego. Like, the ego, again, the mind, which there's a lot of perception on what the ego means and whether it's good or bad, which it's not good or bad, but it's your biology trying to keep you alive. And so when we hit rock bottom, it's the ego basically that's in the way of us seeing the thing. So rock bottom in itself is not inherently bad, although I think there's a lot of judgment towards it, but it allows for the ego to break free and to start experiencing something else. Cause it's like, oh my God, this isn't working, right? The mind will get to a point where it has to let go. And sometimes it doesn't either. Like you see people who will go down in complete misery and rather stay in control of not letting go, basically, than letting go.
Right. I think a lot of times too, it's a great way. I don't know how you feel about it, but do you practice positivity and gratitude with people to try to get that negativity out and then let them?
That's not how I roll. No. Okay, so it's interesting. My story is long and complex, but
we like long and complex. It's okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not going to go directly into the deepest part of why I have the skill set I have, which is another question you're welcome to answer me with. But many years ago, when I started finding out that my belief systems could change my reality, I started coming at it from the lens of, let me just ingrain new belief systems in. Let me incant new belief systems in. And it might show short-term results, but it wasn't really doing anything. And my life wasn't really changing. And it wasn't until I was actually working with a coach and he was like, you are controlling everything. And my response was, of course, my mother is extremely controlling. That makes complete sense that I'm controlling everything. And he directed me to a video on selfactualize.org about letting go. And then underneath it was a book called Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender by Dr. David Hawkins. And I recognized it because when I went through mental health treatment to graduate mental health treatment, I had to read Power versus Force by Dr. David Hawkins, which I know you and I were talking about the leadership on this planet right now and how we need to change leadership in this planet, which is exactly what I'm doing. And the difference between leading from power and leading from force, basically. And that book completely changed my mind about life. I'd grown up learning to force everything and to control everything between both of my parents. And I love them both. And they're both incredible human beings. And there are certain aspects of ourselves that need to be changed to reach a higher level of evolution. Yeah. So in this journey, I got to that book. And that book, the premise of it is to release your negativity. Yeah. How do you release your negativity? Well, first of all, your belief systems, your thought patterns, all the programs that you see within your awareness every single day, or you don't see within your awareness, or you're getting caught in your awareness of what's happening, right? You're getting caught in the thoughts of your mind. All of those things are caused by repressed, suppressed, and denied and projected emotions. And I'm going to slow that down right there. It is all that negativity and all those thoughts that are creating turmoil within ourselves or getting us caught in our thoughts and not really being present with what is suppression, which is consciously pushing down our emotions, something that we may have been taught, or we just may have never been taught how to feel our feelings. And then the next one is repression, which is unconsciously pushing down. For me, that was sexuality. My goodness. That one is just pushed down in the back. Like, I see you, but like it's in my body to not look at it and just put it away automatically.
Right.
And then we have projection, which is projecting our experience of reality onto other people. Usually you see it from their wounding and you're like, this has nothing to do about me. That is projection. And then denial is, I don't even see exactly what you were talking about, whatever. I am completely ignorant to the thing that you are noticing. And oftentimes life will actually humble you to see where you are in denial. So these are four different mechanisms of the mind that are in between you and letting go of this negativity that's really in between you, your audience, the individuals that I work with their greatness to really embody the highest expression of human potential.
I love it. Now, how do you consider yourself a warrior? Like, you know, how did you give yourself that name, the warrior?
That's a great question. So I went on a surrender experiment 4 years ago. I was reading Michael Singer's book, The Surrender Experiment, for like the sixth time. And my whole life was falling apart. This was shortly after I actually learned that mechanism. I started letting go and everything changed. And it turned out for the better on the other side of it. But the process of letting go was challenging. And I ended up in the woods of Mount Shasta. And I don't know if you've ever been to Mount Shasta, but it is an absolutely gorgeous mecca of nature. And I was spending my time in there and I got invited to this basically journey into Telos. And Telos is the metaphysical community that lives supposedly, whether or not you believe it or not, in Mount Shasta. And either way, one of the cool things about the mind is that you can imagine something as happening, even if it's not necessarily happening. That's right. How we can reprogram. That's how we can experience gratitude when our reality sucks, right? Yes, we can use positive, but I went into this experience and I had an experience of connecting to the leader of the warriors of light when I did this exercise.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is I had kind of been sensing it. Like when I was in the woods, like when I was releasing the negativity of my old life and stepping into something new, there was a warrior that was present. I just didn't have a name for it yet.
Yeah.
And when I did that exercise, I was like, oh, there's the warrior in me. And then it started coming forth. And it's funny, even since returning and going back to Mount Shasta, that warrior like steps in like as soon as it gets there. And ultimately now, I mean, it's been many years, but when I am in my highest power, like when I'm in my greatness, when I am in my determination, I am in my warrior. And that is where my brand came from. It's like, I am calling forth these visionary leaders to invoke the greatness out within the warrior within them. So we need warriors right now. What we've got going on societally, planetarily, name the problem right now. We need people to step up and to answer the call for something greater and to really...
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Allow what is wanting to be expressed through them to come through.
Yes. I like that.
It is beyond our perception of reality right now. We are not going to solve our problems through our level of awareness, our mind, our consciousness right now. Like, we need to step into a higher level of consciousness. And granted, that is a process. There's different levels of consciousness, and the awareness that you have and the thoughts that you have and the emotions that you have and the experiences that you have are all different based off the different levels of consciousness that you have. So for example, if you're in fear, everything's going to be scary. You're going to be scared of getting mugged. You're going to be scared of this bad thing happening to you. You're going to be scared of getting a divorce. But if you're in joy, you view life from joy. Everything's joyous. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful. And then you actually add value just from you being here. So that is why it's so important to, whether it be life hits you in the face, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to say it's a wonderful experience, but it's needed, or you decide to step up and change because there's something in your life that you've basically hit a standard, you've hit your lowest possible standard and you're willing to do something about it. There are higher levels of awareness that we need from you and from me and from all these really important people, really everyone on this planet, to create an Earth that is beyond our perception of amazing right now.
Yes.
And it's here, and you can focus on the negative all you want, but you're not going to be able to access those higher states with holding on to negativity. You're going to access those higher states by letting go of negativity and then shooting up to love and joy and gratitude and inspiration. And that is where our new world and our new quality of beingness will be created from.
Oh, I love this. I love this. You know, it's so important because this is a problem that people have, is letting go, be able to just let go and live in the moment, live in joy, and be able to excel and be able to really reach their true potential and be who they want to be. You know, so many people, they do live in fear. They're, you know, they fear change. They fear, you know, they think of the worst possible scenario that could happen all the time, instead of thinking the greatest thing that could happen, you know. And then when you think of if you're always in fear and you think of the worst thing that could happen, you're never going to grow. You're going to stay stagnant in wherever you are. You know, it's, and when you work with clients, you know, like, when you now you help them to let go, they're all on different levels, they're elevated on different levels, you know, how, you know, what are some ways that we could actually get them to that leadership, to that area where they feel like warrior leaders, you know, there's
yeah, totally.
Yeah,
well, first of all, it's interesting. It's actually within all of us. There are some people that are going to associate with this message more because they already know the warriors within them. And for some, it's not there. But the thing is, it's actually within us as a species.
Yeah.
The experience of struggle, something that every human being knows. We all know what it's like to struggle, whether we accept it or we admit it or not. That is actually the warrior. That is the warrior in its lowest frequency. It is fighting ourselves. We're fighting ourselves. We talk negatively to ourselves. We judge ourselves. We try to change ourselves. And then we do it to others. We fight others. We see a lot of fighting right now. So the warrior is within all of us. But what I'm asking and what I'm calling for and what I'm modeling is a higher expression of the warrior, which is perseverance. When we let go of our struggle with ourselves and with each other, what we find is the ability to keep going, but from power and not from force.
Exactly. Exactly. It is so important to build that power within. And it's so important to be able to release that power and live with that power in you. You know, I feel like you have to be truly connected. I feel like mind, body, soul, everything has to be connected as one. And you really, like you talked about in the beginning, those blockages, you have to find out where those blockages are. And then you need to really unblock those blockages, you know. And, you know, I think it, and once you're able to unblock them and once you're able to really understand who you are and find out your needs, I think that's when people could start to excel. Do you agree? Or how do you feel about that?
I mean, first of all, life will give you what you need to let go of negativity. It's whether or not you're willing to participate in that process. It's exactly what Michael Singer says. Life is going to hit your stuff. And what I mean by stuff is your negativity, that negative baggage that you've been carrying around since childhood, since stuff passed down from your family, things that are in your genetics that you don't even have a choice in. We were talking about how we are both Jewish. It is in Jews' genetics, multiple generations down. The Holocaust is within their genetics, and their great grandkids are experiencing nightmares from their grandparents because it was unprocessed. So again, you are welcome to go out and go address with your stuff. And I do that. A lot of people do that. And life will give you the opportunity. You just need the willingness to not be holding on to it. That I would rather be happy. I would rather feel powerful. I would rather feel joyous. I'd rather feel inspired than let go of, than hold on to my stuff.
Yes. Yes. Definitely. Definitely. You know, you want to wake up in the morning and you want to let go of all that negativity, everything that, you know, everybody has problems. Everybody goes through obstacles in life, but we don't want to live in negativity. We don't want to carry all the baggage, you know, that happened to our whole lives. We want to let go. We want to put it on a dove and we want it to all fly away. And we just want to take the good things that happen to us, live off those good things. And you know what, when bad things happen and negativity happens and obstacles happen, I say that's a moment to just look at it and learn from it and resilience and say, okay, what did I get out of this?
Yeah.
And then once you figure out what you got out of this, you know, it makes you stronger.
Yep.
It makes you look at things differently. And then somehow we just got to learn how to throw it in the garbage and move on.
Exactly.
You know? That's like so important. Now you also talked about, you were talking about the visionary, catalyst, and forger. Now explain to people what that means.
Yeah. So the people that I work with are visionaries and I'm a catalyst. I will change your life over and over and over again. That's the thing. So that's where the visionary catalyst thing comes from. And I catalyze people to change. And ultimately the way we change our reality is by changing our thoughts. So when we let go of our negativity, we change our thoughts, which changes our perception of what's possible. And so by working with visionaries and helping them let go of this negativity, which changes their thoughts, it changes their perception of what's possible, which is exactly what we need right now. We need new solutions for the problems that we have.
Yes.
And then, of course, when we change our thoughts and our perceptions of what's possible, it changes the action that we take. So I do this from the inside out with my clients, and I'm extremely meticulous in making sure that we get to the root of the problem so that you change indefinitely. I'm known for having long-term, tangible, sustainable impact on my clients long after actually working with them. So that's the first part of this is like, right. I'm a visionary catalyst because I'm catalyzing these warriors to experience a reality that's not there yet. And then to actually execute on the reality that's not there yet. So that's what that specifically stands for. And a forger, the best way I can explain forger is the metaphor of, you know, the metal inside the goldsmith. It's not the goldsmith, like back in like medieval times, you take a thing, you put it in the fire and it becomes something new. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. That is what I do with the leaders that I work with. They start one way and then they change into something new. So I'm forging them into an enlightened warrior leader to embody these new enlightened systems that are beyond our perception of what we even know to be true right now to solve our world problems and experience a heaven on earth that is blissful.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and that's what we need because, you know, the biggest thing is letting go of those thoughts. You know, I can't tell you how many clients of mine I've talked to, it's like, they can't get those freaking thoughts out of their head. It just goes and goes. It's like a roller coaster ride. And it's just like, you know, or a Ferris wheel, you know, and they just want to get it out of there, you know? And I think it's, you know, I like your approach to get it in and out, you know, just letting go, learn how to let go, learn how to just let it fly away, focus on that positivity, focus on that joy. You know, there's so many great things that everybody has in their lives. It's just, we tend to focus on the negative and not the positive. And you know what? And if people and situations came into our lives and they weren't good, you know what? It's a lot of times it's not us, it's them. So the problem is not, you know, we're the victims that, you know, it occurred to, you know, but we're not the problem. So we have to just learn how to deal with the problem in a positive way, I think.
Well, the problem is us. I want to point that out there. Yes, don't get me wrong. The people around us could be wrong. And at the same time, we're not going to get ourselves out of being victim by pointing fingers at other people. So we really need to use what's happening around us, again, whether it's forced or we decide to do it, to take responsibility. Like the basis of this is self-esteem. Okay. And this is the basis of what makes one of the things that makes me different. Self-esteem is our relationship with ourself, and our relationship with ourself dictates our relationship with the planet. It dictates our relationship with each other. It dictates how we lead. It dictates how we affect our teams. It dictates the products and the solutions that we provide. It dictates our ability to really reach our full potential.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
So first of all, we have to have an inside-out approach. Traditional leadership development is not. It's let me give you all these external strategies, and then they go into your conscious mind, and then as soon as you stop applying them, you're going to forget them because you have all this unconscious data that's saying otherwise of being of someone else. So what I'm trying to say is the sooner that you can take responsibility for your mind,
I think as soon as you can take control of your mind is when you can start to excel, you know, and start to really move forward.
Yeah. And I will point out, like, the people that I work with, some of them, one of them is a master EFT practitioner, which is a modality that helps you do this anyways. And this person is already an expert at this, but sometimes you do need an external source to see the blind spots that you don't see. Because that is what's in between you and your next level of impact and really doing here what you're here to do. So yes, you can master the mind, but this is when it calls for having a really good guide to make sure that you can get out of your own way and really reach your full potential.
Now, do you have a program? Because I think you were mentioning that you have a program. Can you tell us a little about?
Yeah. So I just launched this. It's called the Impact Program, and it's very exclusive. It's only for four visionary warrior leaders that are willing to go really deep with me to really change themselves and to change the world. And it's a $250,000 a year container and a 4-year commitment with a minimum of a 1-year commitment. So I'm actually about to head to Burning Man in the next couple of weeks. And when I was thinking about like, what is the gift that I could offer that audience? Well, the gift is actually the invitation to work with me. So I'm so excited because I have this visual right now of like having four golden tickets of finding these four really unique individuals that are very impacted oriented. They are determined and dedicated to integrity and living with purpose and really expanding their impact on this planet and leaving a legacy. Like, this isn't just me talking about expanding an impact for yourself and your own pocketbook. This is about changing humanity and the species that we are and the systems that currently are in our society to reach our full potential. So I don't work with everyone. Part of my duty, which I've fasted on water for 36 days, 8 years ago, and it's been a tumultuous and most challenging thing I've ever done to overcome and extremely rare. And it's my duty to take all the skills that I've developed in mastering myself.
Yes.
To work with the highest leverage individuals on the planet to support humanity and our species and the planet in the best possible way that I can. So that's what I'm launching right now. And I'm really excited and grateful for the opportunity to talk about it.
I'm really excited for you too. And this is something I think a lot of people can benefit from, because this is something I think a lot of people go through in life. And we all could better ourselves. We all have potential, but we could all improve our potential also. Mm-hmm. We have the ability to elevate to unlimited levels, you know, of potential. You know, it's just how far do you want to go and what is your desire? You know, everybody is different. Everybody, you know, has different goals and different things in life that they want to accomplish. But whatever it is, you know, if you're not there yet, you have the ability to get there. Yep. You know, you could always rise above the chaos and, you know, and overcome your obstacles and go into yourself and release that true inner power and get to that level where you will feel the most comfortable and the most happy. Yeah. Now, when everything that we talked about today, if you had to summarize it and you had to really emphasize on some important factors, what are some things that you really want the audience to realize?
Yeah. So when I talk about the 36-day water fast, the reason I say that was because I went to the edges of consciousness and experienced things that very few people on this planet / species have ever experienced. And then I recovered from it. It's taken 8 years and $1 million to recover from that experience. And so I'm not coming here and saying like, I've got it all figured out. First of all, I'm still in process. I am in the process of becoming an enlightened warrior leader, but you can start from anywhere. I started that path to fast, which I'm not recommending anyone do. I actually fasted past the point of starvation and my body started to eat my brain and my organs. So I started to lose functioning.
Wow. And
I've been to the edges of hell. I know hell like very, very, very well. I know darkness very well. I've had to sit in negativity for extended periods of time. I've overcome complex PTSD and a variety of different mental health challenges, severe mental health challenges that most people wouldn't recover from. So I'm not saying that it's easy to master your mind. Yes. I'm not saying it's easy to master your emotions. I'm not saying it's easy to step into your full potential. But what I am saying is that there is a calling in within you.
Yeah.
That is the elixir to your problems. You just need to listen to it.
Right. I like that. I like that. It's really, it seems like it's all about understanding who you are, listening to what your body's telling you. Because I think our body always gives us direction. Our body always is telling us, you know, your intuition, whatever you want to call it, what everybody has a name for it. But if you listen to yourself, that your body, your mind, your spirit is always giving you direction and always trying to lead you in the right way. It's us time to understand how we work and how we think and what's inside us and really listen to where our body and our mind and our heart is really directing us go.
And what you'll find in that, which I'm sure you know this because of where you are right now, the listening of what is trying to express through is to something higher. Like we need to get out of ourselves to be able to fix what we've got going on, including ourselves, because we are an interdependent species. Even though our mind is not able to see our interconnectivity, we are in fact interconnected with each other and interconnected with the planet. So whatever it is that your audience or you or me or whatever it is who's listening to this, choose a higher calling. There is something that's within you that's wanting to express, that is outside of you, that is going to give you the determination to get through whatever the fuck it is that life gives you.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that is what I am calling on of your audience, is like, step up. We need you to step up. Please step up. And it's evolve or die right now. Like, I have a teacher that says that, evolve or die. So yes, your mind is going to be scared of dying. Yes, you're going to be scared of not living to your full potential. Yes, you're going to be scared of, but it is that willingness to get through hell and back to do something that's greater than you that I am asking of your audience right now.
100%. Now, where can people contact you so they can work with you and they can really get the knowledge that you're really teaching and really help themselves excel to those true potential?
Yeah. So you can find me at enlightenedwarriorleaders.com. And what you're going to find there is the opportunity to apply to work with me, whether that be in the impact container or to have me speak. I actually am in the process of launching a monthly mastermind here in Boulder, Colorado, that is going to be more accessible to people who are not within the cohort that I am called to serve, but that doesn't mean I don't want to help. So that is an opportunity for me to help a large group of people to be able to spread my gifts and to really help people step up into what I'm talking about right now and to call them forth. So if this message resonates with you right now, I call you forth to become an enlightened warrior leader. And you can find that at enlightenedwarriorleaders.com.
I love it. I love it. This has been amazing. You know, thank you so much, Kova, for coming on the show. I hope you'll come on again and we can really dive into these topics a lot deeper, because it's so important. You know, we touched base on a lot of stuff, but there is so many things that we could go dive deeper in. Sure. Really help people understand the steps of really reaching their true potential and letting go and being able to just move forward and live in happiness, joy, and prosperity, and just live life to its fullest. Because it's, you know, we don't know what the next day may bring. And I remember them saying, if you think in the past and you focus on the past, you're going to be in depression. If you focus on the future, you're going to be in anxiety.
Really?
But if you focus on the present, you will flourish. You know, we have to focus on the present, look at ourselves, and do what we need so we can reach our true potential. And people like you could help others reach their true potential. So I give you kudos for everything that you've gone through and everything that you've used all that knowledge, and instead of holding it in and you know, not kind of like you just getting stuck in life, you took that and you used it and you overcame it. And now you're teaching others how to overcome, which is amazing. And I thank you for that, because we need more people like you in this world.
Yep. Thank you.
So thank you so much. Thank you for coming on the show. And I look forward to talking to you in the future. I love having you on. You're great.
Beautiful. Appreciate being here.
You have a great day.
Mm-hmm.